This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off hour number three, you can call in and join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And, well, we've been talking about cannabis, specifically the news that appears to be baffling professionals that teen use has declined in states where it's been legalized.
Unbelievable.
And, Jackie, you said that you found something else showing that nationwide teen use of alcohol has also declined.
Apparently, just in general, quote-unquote risky behaviors amongst teens are down. Like alcohol, drugs, sex.
Yep.
Yeah, teen pregnancy, like, it's just down across the board, and kids these days are just not getting up to the same level of trouble as before.
Are they wising up? Were they scared by how many friends they may have lost through opioids? I mean, that...
I think it's because video games these days are amazing. Like, if I still had my Xbox, I wouldn't drink. Maybe drink while I play Xbox, but I wouldn't drink as much.
Yeah. You can't play well drinking. At least
yeah,
I never
exactly.
Did.
Like, I mean, you know, unless it's like just general overall generational things. I mean, you know, phasing out leaded gasoline led to a big drop in crime 15 to 20 years later in every, you know, and what's interesting is because it was phased out in different countries at different times. It happened like at different points around the world, but it was always about 15 to 20 years after they phased out leaded gasoline because low-grade lead poisoning leads to poor impulse control. And so crime rates went down. So maybe at some point in the future we find this big drop in risk-taking amongst teens
because
is related to some thing in, yeah, some environmental... No, I mean, because you know, the leaded gasoline, we've already seen that effect. It could be related to some other environmental factor that we weren't aware of that was making kids more likely to take risks. And these days, because like the brain responds to all sorts of things.
This sounds like the craziest version of Freakonomics I've ever read, but I've not read that.
Oh, no, just like anybody wants to know, just Google lead crime hypothesis. And what's great about it is because... Because different countries phased out leaded gasoline at different times, we're able to distinguish that effect from just like some worldwide trend that happened all at once or some age effect that happened all at once. We can actually look at the cohorts that were born after there was just sort of low-grade lead poisoning, you know, childhood lead poisoning
right.
all the time. So it could be that something else happened 15 to 20 years ago in the environment that is causing kids to have, you know, and maybe it's not even necessarily a good thing. It could be that kids these days are more fearful.
Right. It's also questioning. My question is this correlation or causation? And a lot of times, and I can't remember the website, but it was great because they would show some statistic.
Oh, yeah,
like
spurious correlations?
It might have been that, yeah, but it would show like the number of...
TylerVigen.com. TylerVigen.com.
Yeah, just send it out on the social media.
Yeah, it would show like the number of guest appearances by Scott Baio in... prime time.
I mean, there's like pirates and sunspots.
And compare it to, like the
number
stock
of
price.
People who drowned by falling into a pool correlates to at a 66.66004% rate to the number of films that have Nicolas Cage.
So
exactly.
There's this dirty little secret in academic economics that a lot of papers are just the result of people like you know, just going trawling in giant data sets, just looking for correlations. And that's not the way you're supposed to do science. And I think this is probably a dirty little secret of most of social science. They just get these giant data sets and they look for correlations and then they come up with the theory. And the way you're supposed to do it, you're supposed to come up with the hypothesis, gather your data, and test your hypothesis, not and look at the data, find a correlation, and then say, oh, yeah, that was my theory, and, you know, because I already had data that, quote, unquote, you know, proves my theory.
But I guess what I'm saying is I consistently see this described as a hypothesis, not necessarily a theory.
Yeah.
So it has advanced all the way through the scientific regimen
you have to
become something more.
Yeah, it's not like gravity. But, you know,
there are people that say gravity doesn't exist.
Hey, have we had any of those callers lately? I'm talking about the flat earthers.
Yes, we had the crazy guy. That,
narrow it down, Daryl.
I'm trying to describe the crazy guy. Remember the crazy guy that built a homemade rocket that said that he didn't believe in physics?
Yeah. He called
a couple of weeks ago.
He listens to the show.
Oh, my God. Why not on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved that.
If he's listening right now, you need to call in because Chris missed your call.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, so for people at home who are familiar, like basically a hypothesis is pretty much anything that a scientist wants to test. And then, you know, theory is when the hypothesis has been tested over and over and over and over again.
It is
by multiple. Yeah.
And it's repeatable.
Repeatable. There's a lot of evidence, a lot of different scientists, and they're like, okay, we're pretty sure this is true. But scientists, I mean, the whole process, the whole scientific process is a process of being iteratively less wrong.
Right.
So they still just say it's a theory.
So this is my problem with the global warming crowd. And I will say also, to touch on all of this, what drives these studies for the most part is
funding
is government grants and things like that. This is how you make money. If you can come up with a catchy title, then you are likely, even if it's complete bunk, you're likely to get some grant money for that.
Yeah,
that was my job.
Right. For 3 years, I worked at an environmental science research institute as a research administrator and grants writer.
Right.
So I know the problem. And there was one. It was a great idea. It had been rejected 3 times. I went in like 1 week, and I took a bunch of Adderall, stayed up, rewrote the whole thing, handed my boss was just going to give up on it, handed it to him Monday, said, check the science, we're turning this in tomorrow. And he's like, fine, we'll try it your way. And my version of it got funded to the tune of $300,000. And it was actually a really good idea. It's just, it really is, you know, and we had this multi-year argument about style versus substance in science. And I'm like, marketing matters. Because they're trying to say, oh, well, either the reviewers will like the idea or they won't. And I'm like, no, you have to sell it. Even in science, you have to sell yourself. So some of the weirder things we hear that get funded is probably just whoever wrote the grant was just really good at selling themselves.
Here's one that I'm not going to get into the actual story, but it's one of these things that you definitely need to read past the headline, and I will post it on the social media. BMJ study, BMJ being the British Medical Journal study, parachutes don't save people who fall out of planes. Now, what they actually did was they had a bunch of people put parachutes on their back, a bunch of people that put empty backpacks on their back, and they all jumped out of airplanes. They all survived. And they said, see, random study, nobody died, so it doesn't matter if you have a parachute or not. The airplanes were sitting on the ground.
Right.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler, but you
they
have
were,
to
they
read
were jumping
past,
like 3 feet.
Yeah, you have to read past the headline on most of these things. And then there's the things to where they'll do a study and they'll sort of like twist it around backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to go to the original study.
If you do these three things, you'll be a millionaire. No, just because millionaires do these three specific things doesn't mean that you will be a millionaire if you do them and you keep your minimum wage job at McDonald's.
So there's a great book out there I highly recommend. It's called Free Radicals, The Secret Anarchy of Science. And what this talks about is, number one, everything that they're involved in is all driven by how much money they can get for grants to continue this.
Right.
And how bogus these papers are that end up being claimed as gospel. One of my favorite stories was three U.S. researchers have pulled off a sophisticated hoax by publishing fake research with ridiculous conclusions in sociology journals. to expose what they see as ideological bias and lack of rigorous vetting in these publications. One example they gave here was a faux claim claiming that dog parks are petri dishes for canine rape culture.
What?
But this gets published in a peer-reviewed paper, and they get grant money for it.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar is trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. Plus, there's the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. And the holidays are approaching, and I don't know when the deadline is for, you know, like, when's the last time you can order to get things before Christmas Day? But how about the gift of a good night's sleep? Well, you can do that with a MyPillow. The MyPillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep by keeping your head and neck in the position that it's supposed to be in, where it's a straight line. There shouldn't be a curve in the neck if you're laying, well, on your back or on your side. And the MyPillow, they have a chart of if you wear this size t-shirt and you sleep on your side, then you need this size pillow. If you sleep on your back, then you need this. And if you don't like it, for some reason, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. So what have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if you don't like the MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of the purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And coming up, there's still the story out of Washington, D.C. about the vote that I heard somebody say earlier today, that the Senate was voting to legalize cannabis nationwide. Well, that's not exactly what they were voting on. We'll get into that. But first, your calls. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello. Albuquerque, New Mexico. First of all, the volume on hold on the phone, I'm telling you again, and I have told your tech people, is crap. Can't even hear you guys.
I don't control the volume when you're on hold. David, thank you for the call. So, what happened in D.C. earlier today? The story that I have comes from the POT Network, where they say Senator Gardner's States Amendment wound up not being added to the First Step Act. The First Step Act being the piece of legislation that, well, it really is a first step. It's not a very big step, but it is a step. It winds up doing a little bit of sentencing reform and also allowing some people that are currently incarcerated to, if they fit certain criteria, either go to a halfway house a little earlier than otherwise scheduled, or possibly get released to what they refer to as home confinement, which would basically be house arrest.
Right. But Daryl, this is going to be the rapists and child molesters, right?
Nope. They are specifically excluded.
Well, that's not according to... I was trying to find the senator's name that I was watching on Fox and Friends the other morning, and he said he did not vote for it because, you know, rapists and child molesters...
No, there was an amendment that the Senate added a couple of days ago to specifically exclude rapist and child molester.
Well, did you get him a copy of this? Because he said it repeatedly.
Say things repeatedly over and over, but according to the multiple sources that I read about the amendments that were added, they were specifically excluded from sentencing reform.
I mean, this is just another example of government having to go in and fix the unintended consequences of its earlier policies that people told them were going to happen. Like,
right.
We had, you know, when mandatory minimums and three strikes laws came out, people who knew what they were talking about said this is going to lead to ballooning prison populations and people who screw up, you know, in their teens and early 20s, getting locked away for life. And then lo and behold, here we are, what, 20 years later? From we're having to roll back and
no, it's actually
fix
close
these
to damn near 40 because mandatory minimums came into effect in the early 80s.
Okay, but it was like we went through this period in like the 80s and 90s of like tough on crime, and we just locked everybody up for life for just about anything. And now we've got this huge prison population. We've destroyed all these people's lives. We've ripped all these families apart. Kids are growing up without their parents. Then they're more likely to get in trouble. And now we're like, oh, maybe we should fix this. And decades later and millions of lives ruined.
Right.
They're finally fixing what the government's fixing what the government did.
Right. And Chris, you said 70s, and it could have been that they passed in the late 70s.
I thought we.
But then the prison population just started skyrocketing in the 80s.
It seems like we talked about the first state. I remember what it was. It was the first states that they just. It wasn't originally called three strikes.
Right.
It was called, you know, advanced sentencing or something like that.
This, we're talking specifically about at the federal level, and what was attempted here by Senator Cory Gardner was to add the States Act to the First Step Act, and the States Act would not, contrary to what some people would like to say, it would not have legalized cannabis nationwide. What it would have done is prohibit the federal government from interfering in state medical marijuana programs, and also making it a federal crime to violate a state cannabis law. Right. So if you live in a state where you can have up to 3/4 of an ounce without it being a criminal offense, then you've got 0.76 ounce. Now, not only have you violated the state law, you also would have violated this federal law. So it's not at all a small government thing, despite what some people are trying to say.
Right. And these are the same people that talk to us about how much they respect and defend the Constitution, but they absolutely ignore it. There were enumerated powers granted to the federal government.
Yes.
And that's a very short list. And, you know, and I find it interesting, the more I read, from the framers and from the state conventions, is them saying over and over that, no, you can't use general, you know, for the general welfare clause for anything.
Right.
You can use it for things that are within the enumerated powers.
Right.
The things we just listed, that's okay, but you can't just go adding anything in. But
right.
What do we have?
What was the veto message by James Madison, the guy that wrote the Constitution?
He seems I call him as an expert witness.
Yeah, you know, he vetoed a bill that would have done like some canals and roads, and they're like, well, the post office could use them. And he said, that's not a good enough rationale. Just because the post office could use something doesn't make it a postal road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that I never really understood is we needed a constitutional amendment for the prohibition of alcohol. But
right.
The prohibition of cannabis and all these other drugs, just Congress just did it. And all the constitutional conservatives, so-called, are just fine with that. It's like we're not even pretending to follow the rules anymore. We're not even pretending.
For a long time. I agree.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. And let's hear from Senator Cory Gardner what he had to say on this States Act, supposed small government guy that wanted more federal control while saying that it was less federal control. Yeah, it's some mental gymnastics, but this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story about the States Act that was being voted on and was rejected as being added to the First Step Act. I'll continue explaining why I support this, because it wasn't a small government thing at all, but I want to make sure that I welcome Kylon Eckert, who is a silver amplifier. Amplifiers are those people that wind up joining the AMP program, where they donate at least $5 per month. You can learn more about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we've been thanking the amplifiers, and tonight we are thanking Kylon Eckert, again, who is a silver amplifier. There are perks. There's a amp-only Discord room. There's the commercial-free amp podcast, where obviously you'll hear any live reads that we do, but there are no added commercials in that amp podcast. There are probably some other perks. Oh, yeah, there's the amp-only Facebook group, probably some others that I can't think of. But, again, you can learn more about that over at amp.freetalklive.com. So, continuing on with this article, there are some quotes from Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado. He says, this legislation is the embodiment of the federalism our founders envisioned. It allows each state to move, if at all, at its own pace. It lets states like Colorado be the laboratory of democracy the American people have come to expect. But most importantly, it lets Colorado be Colorado. It lets South Carolina be South Carolina and Florida be Florida. And they all will have federal prosecutors backing up whatever decision they make with respect to marijuana. Translation, if you violate state marijuana laws, you're committing a federal offense and will be dealt with in federal, federal courts,
right.
Federal prisons,
right.
Because you dared have 0.76 ounces of cannabis in New Hampshire.
Right, right. It's insane. I feel more optimistic of doing away with at least that part of the drug war. I really do think we're approaching a serious change in people's attitudes towards marijuana.
Right.
Because now they're, it's really likely that, people listening right now that they live in a state where you at least have medical marijuana, and they probably are seeing something that's similar to what we reported earlier out of Washington State. Wow,
right.
Kids aren't suddenly getting stoned all over the place.
Right, but I don't see what, it takes some mental gymnastics to believe that making a violation of a state law a federal offense is somehow smaller government and...
I don't disagree.
His quote here, respecting states' rights.
Well, no.
By making it a federal offense to violate a state law.
No, it's a violation of the 10th Amendment. In this example, actually, it's a violation of the 9th Amendment.
No. The sponsor of this, Cory Gardner, is saying that it's supporting. And I said, I don't understand what sort of mental gymnastics it takes to hold his position.
I'm trying to explain that these are the gymnastics you would have to go through. You have to ignore the Constitution. You have to ignore the 9th. Which says that anything, any rights not enumerated here belong still to the people.
Yes.
And anything that we didn't give the federal government the power to do, that is, it remains up to the states and how they want to handle things. A compact of states.
They've been ignoring that for...
Of course.
Decades, centuries, since almost the beginning.
Yeah, but that's why I really like and admire and contribute to that 10th Amendment Center.
Yeah.
Michael Bolden and Mike Meharry, who he's called in here before, they do good work, and they point out some of these silly things of how repeatedly and over the federal government's, it's just out of control.
Yeah. Gardner continues... This amendment at this time recognizes that you shouldn't go to federal prison for following state law. That, in its essence, is sentencing reform. If we got a chance to vote on this amendment today, the amendment would be germane. It would be a 50-vote threshold, simple majority up or down, and I know that this amendment has the support from this body on both sides of the aisle to fix this conflict and allow the states to make their own decisions without the heavy hand of Washington telling them what to do. But again, it would create a new federal offense by making it a federal offense to violate whatever the state law is on cannabis wherever you happen to be. So you go to Colorado and the law is you can buy up to a certain amount of cannabis.
Yep.
And you stop at three different stores and then you have accumulated more than whatever they say that you're allowed to have at any given time. That would now be a federal offense.
Right.
It would retain the federal offense of driving across state lines.
Sure.
With cannabis. And of course, it's still a federal offense to drive across state lines with raw milk.
The thing.
About the war on raw milk.
Let's just talk about stop having federal laws.
Yes.
The laws that have no substance, if you look at the Constitution. There's no reason for these laws to exist. You may not like drugs. I get that. You may think that marijuana is evil. I get that. But that does not mean that you get to dictate, in this case, politicians and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., laws for every single person in every single state across the country. That is not the design of our country. That was never intended to be the design. So you can say all you want, well, they ought to just make that illegal. Well, you're an idiot. You can't do that. The federal government cannot do it. And if you want to grant Washington the power to do that kind of stuff, sorry, Democrats, but you get Trump. And sorry, Republicans, you get Obama. And you,
sorry,
you
Republicans,
get
you also get Trump.
And if you want to live in a community that super regulates people's behaviors, they're called HOAs, and you can move into one and...
And
you
then
know, the
farm
the
waivers
HOA
get
board.
Upset because the HOAs generally have rules against, you know, hoisting flags.
Well, then you can start a new development and make a new HOA and put a rule in that HOA that says flags are allowed. Like, the great thing is there's all these little voluntary neighborhoods
right.
out there that you can move into that have very specific rules about what you can and can't do in the building or in the neighborhood.
Difference is, it's easy to move out of an HOA. If I don't
yeah.
like it and I have a job in this town, I can move to another apartment in town or another townhouse or whatever.
Right.
It's a hell of a lot different when you're talking about idiocracy that comes out of Washington that applies in the entire
yeah.
country.
That's 200. What I'm saying, though. This is for the people who are like, I don't want my kids to be around people smoking pot.
Right.
Okay. You and everybody else who feels that way can get together and
I'm
buy up a condo
that.
Building or buy up a neighborhood, form an HOA, and say there will be no cannabis use in this building or in this HOA. I mean, like, on college campuses, they have alcohol-free, smoke-free, drug-free dorms, and you sign up to be in that if you want to be in that environment, and you don't sign up to be in that if you don't want to be in that environment.
Right, but it's all dependent in our country on what Washington says.
Yeah.
Regardless of what state you're in. It all depends on what Washington
yeah.
says.
Yeah, but
and
my point is
problem.
You can have the environment you want to live in without it being government mandated.
You can't have the environment you want to live in.
Yeah, we can't have the environment we want to live in, but the ones who want to be the people who want to be super restrictive about, I don't want my kids being around people who are smoking weed. Okay.
Get that.
Make that a rule for your neighborhood, for your HOA. Like, go someplace, form a new neighborhood, form a new HOA.
But that's not where I'm willing to stop. And it's not because I'm selfish. It's not because I want to force my views on everybody else. I'm saying for everyone to enjoy the freedom that everybody should have, that means you're going to have to seriously curtail the federal government.
Yes.
You've got to get them out of all this stuff that they have no right to ever be in.
I seem to recall the Declaration of Independence mentioned something about altering or abolishing.
Ah,
this is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. You can join us with whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And if you're going to be doing some last-minute shopping online, we can't guarantee that it will arrive in time for the holidays, unless you're celebrating a holiday that is later than Tuesday. But head over to shop.freetalklive.com. We don't promote this enough, but we do have affiliate links with Walmart, Newegg, Amazon Canada and UK, not Amazon US, HostGator, Omaha Steaks, and several others. You can find all of those over at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, what you could do very easily is, instead of going to shop.freetalklive.com every time you want to shop, just bookmark the relevant links from that page, and then follow the bookmarks. And that helps us a little bit. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. And speaking of shopping and things of that sort, Chris, apparently you stumbled upon, you didn't stumble upon the airline, but you stumbled upon an article written about some new kind of airline that is technically not offering commercial airline services, but they are allowing people to fly from, you know, like
point A to point B.
Point A to point B, and I'm guessing several people on the plane at the same time. So it's not just, you know, like some guy named John that has an empty seat in a Cessna, and he's saying, give me some gas money, which technically, as I understand aviation law, would make him a commercial pilot and require him to have a commercial aviation license. But there's some kind of weird thing where it's like an open charter where multiple people can buy tickets, and it's not, you have to be part of a group. Well, what exactly is this? Where's the story from?
But the teaser was, I read like the heading, and it said, there was no wait, minimum security, and a cozy lounge offering free drinks, snacks, and Wi-Fi perks that help soothe the anxiety I normally have felt before a flight. And here is how the private company manages to charge less for superior flying experience.
So where's the story?
This is from Business Insider.
All right.
Yep. And I'm just going to jump into it. We'll try to cover as much of this as we can. It was around the time my cab driver, and this is the author speaking, when the driver asked whether I'd given him the right address, then I realized I was either about to have a unique flight experience or end up completely lost. A few minutes later, as we pulled up to what looked like a small hotel, I saw the sign that should have reassured me. There, on a small white banner perched atop two stakes in the ground, was the name Jet Suite X.
All right.
This was my experience with a boutique but affordable airline began. My trip from the Bay Area to Los Angeles on a chartered semi-private plane with Jet X cost a fraction of a traditional flight and convinced me that I'll never suffer through a giant airport for the journey again. There was no waiting, minimum security protocols, and a comfortable lounge with free snacks, drinks, and Wi-Fi. There was, however, one drawback, which I'll describe later. Here's how Jet X manages to charge less for a superior flying experience. But, I'm just reading it. With no ticket, no boarding, it's all right.
So what's the date on this? Because I'm trying to find this article, and I'm seeing several things that mention Jet Suite on Business Insider from, like, 2011 and 2013.
When they first came out.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out if the FAA has cracked down on them.
The story was updated 1 hour ago, so
okay.
Probably not. As someone who deals with as I pulled my luggage out of the car, I spotted another sign emblazoned with Jet Suite X and what looked like a few other customers, mostly people with small dogs, scattered around the tiny entrance. As someone who deals with a fair amount of pre-flight anxiety, I hope my Jet X experience would be different. Some of my normal triggers, the things that tip me from antsy to on edge, include large crowds, long wait times, invasive security checks. Jet Suite X claimed to have none of that. She then, and this is the lady who's checking them in.
You're skipping a little bit here, and I don't know it's not displaying right.
Yeah, they're doing that. The story's
Here's a paragraph that's in bold text for no apparent reason.
Thank you. I got it. There was no wait time for my flight. A cheery customer service agent greeted me and asked for an ID. She used that to print my boarding pass. She then swabbed my hands and luggage with a cloth designed to check for traces of explosives, part of the standard protocol for Transportation Security Administration agents at major airports. Only there were no TSA agents, and that was the only security I'd encounter. Jet Suite X says on its website that its security measures, quote, exceed, unquote, the TSA's requirement. Every customer is matched against a TSA watch list like any other commercial airline, it says, adding that regulators for the TSA, FAA, and Department of Transportation have, quote, approved all Jet Suite X security measures. Once I was checked in and ready for my flight, I was invited to wait in Jet Suite X's lounge area. It looked more like a cozy coffee shop than an airport. And at this point, Daryl, my battery died. Will you pick it up from there?
So what was the last thing you just read? Because I was skimming to the bottom of the article.
About the nice coffee shop, like...
Yeah, there were also free snacks and drinks, which, she says, got me wondering. How does Jet Suite X manage to charge just $125 for a flight that normally costs $300 while still offering perks like these? And for reference here, she flew from a small airport just outside of Oakland to somewhere just outside of L.A., to Burbank.
Yeah, and it just...
So, she's not flying from San Francisco to LAX. She's flying from airports like, an hour, half hour away.
Yeah, I used to travel to the Los Angeles area somewhat frequently. And I flew into, John Wayne Airport and a lot of the smaller airports. I hated LAX.
So how do they do it? She says it turns out that JetSuite X, as I suspected, is a charter air carrier that only sells tickets for flights within California and Nevada. It was founded in 2011 by Alex Wilcox, one of the founders of JetBlue, and raised $7 million from that airline. So it's perhaps thanks to investors like JetBlue that JetSuite X is able to make budget flights feel like a boutique experience. Skipping down here, she says that the glass French doors opposite my side of the lounge, a ticketing agent called us up to board and checked our boarding passes. The whole process took a minute. Before I knew it, I was up close and personal with the plane that I was about to use to fly from Oakland to Burbank. Though it was founded in 2011, JetSuite X didn't start flying until April 2016. As of this year, the airline sells tickets to five cities in California: Burbank, Concord, Oakland, Santa Ana, and Las Vegas. She says, to board my flight, all I did was walk up a small flight of stairs at the front of the airplane. Our plane was a regional jet called an Embraer ERJ-135. Holds 35 people, has a small bathroom at the back. Now, these are planes that I'm very familiar with, having used to work for a Delta subsidiary, and a lot of the planes that we had that came in were these regional jets.
Yeah.
So there are sort of like two really popular makers of regional jets, or what some people refer to as puddle jumpers.
Right.
Not all of these small planes are turboprops.
Right.
Most of them do have jet engines.
Yeah.
But there's Embraer and Canadair are like the two big companies.
And Embraer is a Brazilian company, I believe.
I'm pretty sure. Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah.
She says, during the flight, there were more free drinks, including alcohol, as well as a selection of snacks, such as veggie chips and miniature bags of coconut flakes. As we cruised above the Bay Area, I could not help but pledge to myself that I'd never fly another airline within California again. But there was one minor drawback. On a small plane, like an ERJ-135, you can feel the push and pull of the air pressure around you. It also felt as if you dipped and swooped a bit more than the average long-haul plane. Admittedly, I deal with fairly frequent motion sickness. Car rides make me sick, so do swings. So it's worth noting that everyone else on the plane seemed just as relaxed as usual. About an hour later, we touched down in Burbank, a 20-minute drive from downtown Los Angeles. The flight attendant handed me a mint. A staff member wheeled out the luggage, and we left through an aircraft hangar. Before I knew it, my first JetSuite X flight experience was over. So there you have it, and I'm surprised that the TSA hasn't sort of started cracking down.
I hope more people try this.
So do I.
Well, TSA is just security theater, so there's not enough people to watch the performance there for them to care.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, as we are every night of the week, including all these holidays coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.